Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, leftovers has always been a key component of Mind Food, particularly in our Christmas issue, where we offer a whole section of different leftover ideas after consuming or perhaps not consuming all that Christmas food. I'd like to welcome to today's show John Dee, who is part over Leftovers Day. Hi, John.
Hi there, how are you?
Good. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah, look, it's the fifth year now we've done National Leftovers Day, and what we've been doing is trying to show people how to reduce the amount of food that they waste over Christmas. And I think a lot of people don't realise just how much we spend on food in the lead up to Christmas. We're spending over $10.6 billion both on food just in December alone in Australia. And unfortunately, hundreds of millions of dollars of that amount will get wasted with wasted food over the Christmas and New Year period.
Now, I've got in my notes here that Australians discard about 20% of the food that they buy. So that works out to be about one in every five grocery bag. That's a lot of food that gets thrown out.
Look, it is a huge amount of food. About 40% of the average household garbage bin is food waste. And the average household throws out over $1,000 of edible food every single year. And that means we're throwing out about $8 billion worth of edible food in Australia every single year. And that was actually fact-checked by the ABC fact-check department and found that actually, not only was it correct, it was probably an underestimate of just how much food we're throwing away in Australia.
So should we be buying better and smarter, or do we need to have a few tricks up our sleeves in terms of how to sort of stretch that food, you know, further?
Well, look, there's a number of reasons why food gets thrown out. You know, we cook too much food. We often throw our food out mistakenly before the use-by or best-before date. We often buy takeaways at the last minute instead of cooking the food we have at home. And quite simply, we don't know how to use up the leftovers that we have in the same way that our grandparents and previous generations did. So what we've done is Do Something. We have a website called foodwise.com.au, and we've launched a brand new meal planner that allows people to plan for the week ahead. And it's different to other recipe finders in that you input the food you already have in your fridge, freezer, or pantry, and then it goes and searches for recipes that will use up your existing food. And at the end of that process, it gives you a shopping list that takes into account the food you have. So to complete the recipes, it only gives you ingredients that you need to buy to complete it, rather than, you know, so it gets you in a frame of mind where you start planning properly instead of, you know, doing this kind of ad hoc approach to shopping and buying food, which is one of the key contributors to wasting food, is the fact we don't do shopping lists anymore.
Mm. And, you know, you make it sound so easy, and it is good common sense. At Mind Food, we tend to use all our ingredients from the season. You know, we really are big on
in-season.
That would pay a key.
Well, that's one of the great things about your site. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the great things about your site, is the fact that you focus on seasonal food. And that makes so much sense because, one, it usually lasts longer, because that food that we get this out of season is often flown here, or it's put into a kind of cold storage where, you know, you've heard of the term birthday apples. It's the apples that you buy in supermarkets that are a year old. Yeah. And so buying stuff that's in season, the food is fresher, it's not so tired, it lasts longer, and it often tastes better as well.
Yeah. I also think, just being a small business owner, it's good to support, you know, people and producers that are close by, you know, to keep them in jobs. And because in terms of the food we're eating and the style we're eating, we really need to get back to that local is best kind of thinking.
Look, you're absolutely right. And supporting our local economies is critical, because if you think about the years ahead, we're going to have oil shortages, we'll have shortages with phosphates. And so we need to be thinking more about how do we localize our food production, because that makes so much more sense. And also, the food is fresher. You know where it's come from. There's nothing worse than getting food where you don't know where it's come from. You know, they've had this issue in China where they've had food scares, where we've industrialized our food far too much. And that's one of the reasons why Do Something launched the foodwise.com.au website. Like you at MindFood, what we're trying to do is to promote food sustainability. And we're trying to do it in a way where we encourage seasonal food. We encourage people to get to know more about the food that they're buying and purchasing and consuming. And then we're trying to help people become a lot more efficient in how they use the food so that they minimize the amount that they waste, so that they don't just save money, they save the environment. Because what people forget is that when you throw away food, you have two big environmental impacts. Firstly, the food when it rots gives off a greenhouse gas called methane. That's 25 times more potent a greenhouse gas than the carbon, the pollution that comes out of your car exhaust. And secondly, what you're also throwing away is all the energy, water, and resources that it took to get that food all the way from the paddock to your plate. So when you're throwing it away, that's the hidden food impact that we have when we throw away that food. Oh, I certainly have. And not only am I shopping differently, I'm saving money as well, because it's the reason Do Something came out with the meal planner. It encourages you to actually look at what you've already got in your fridge, freezer, and pantry, and then plan your meals so that you basically use up the existing food that you already have. So with our recipe finder, you input the food you have, and it gives you recipes that will actually use up that food. So we've become a lot more disciplined. The good news as well is that we're launching that meal planner now at the moment in South Australia, and all 68 local councils in South Australia have now adopted the meal planner and foodwise.com.au as their main tool for educating people at the local level about food waste and how to become more efficient in the kitchen.
That's fantastic. Perhaps mindfood.com should carry that planner. It sounds an excellent tool.
Look, we'd love to tie up with you on that, because I think we very much share the same approach to food. And what we're both trying to do is to educate people to start valuing their food more and to start having more seasonal food, more locally grown food, and bringing it back under our control a bit more in a way that doesn't just improve the quality of the food we eat, but also helps us to save money and become more efficient in our kitchens as well.
Yeah, well, it can't get, that's a great thing to be doing. Now, John, just one more time, tell us the website that people can visit.
So it's foodwise.com.au. We have some of Australia's favourite chefs have donated hundreds of recipes, and we've got these beautiful full-screen images of the finished recipes, and we've got all the tips on not just how to cook that food and how to store the food properly, but we also show you what you can do with the leftovers from your cooking process as well. So it's got lots of tips on making the most of the food that you buy at foodwise.com.au.
Thanks, John. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me on.
For more Food Wise tips and plenty of recipes, and I know we've got loads of leftover recipes on mindfood.com, head to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.